Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me today's sermon's title from the screen? When I am hurting, where is God? Based on the gospel reading we just read from Luke 24, verse 36. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be to you." I invite you to follow the sermon outline provided for you in the handout as we consider our theme, "When I'm Hurting, Where's God?" I have a confession to make this morning, and that confession is this: I really enjoy our 7 a.m. Tuesday men's group. A group of men who've been getting together for years, and by the way, there's always room for more men. We gather at 7 a.m. every Tuesday morning for a half hour of wonderful Bible study and discussion. Then we take turns bringing the breakfast. Alvaro, I think it's your turn on Tuesday. Don't forget. And we share our breakfast and conversation and mutual support. And this group has become much more than just a breakfast and a Bible class. It's a source of laughter, mutual support, and prayers and encouragement. Now, this is not supposed to be a commercial, but all men are welcome. I especially remember a particular Tuesday morning. We had a very good time of sharing and discussion. Sometimes it's hard to get men to share what's on their heart, but this Tuesday was no problem. As we read the selected passage from Scripture, men shared experiences from their lives, experiences of struggle, experiences of doubt. They shared honestly questions like, "When I'm hurting, where's God?" In our gospel reading today from Luke 24, we find a number of Jesus' disciples who are having a hard time. These men were in pain. Their hearts were filled with doubt. Jesus, their loving Lord, had been crucified. As their followers, they figured maybe they could be next. Jesus was dead, and they were all alone, huddled in an open room in an upper chamber. And surely their question was this: when we are hurting, O Lord Jesus, where are you? Listen to a few verses from Luke 24. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be to you, Shalom Aleichem." And he said to them, "Why are your hearts troubled? Why do doubts arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet. It's I myself." And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, can you imagine? He said to them, "Hey boys, do you have anything to eat?" It's like a Tuesday morning men's group breakfast. "Herb, did you bring your world famous mush with the raisins in it?" Jesus turns to his disciples and says, "Do you have anything to eat?" And the text says they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it before them. Why did he do that? This was the resurrected Lord, the King of glory. And he said, "Do you have something to eat?" And he ate a piece of broiled fish. Of all the things Jesus could have been doing, have you ever thought of this? Of all the places he could have been on that the day of his resurrection victory, he chose to go to a place where some disciples were fearful and were wondering, "When I am hurting, O God, where are you?" And Jesus answers these questions by going to the place where they were gathered and by eating a meal of fish with him. And we can just picture our Lord. Watch this. I don't encourage you to do this. My mother slapped my hands when I did it. But we can just imagine Jesus going like this. Oh, that fish was great. Jesus ate the cooked fish, licked his fingers, and we can just imagine these men saying to one another, "It is the Lord. He is with us. He is sharing this meal. He has not forsaken us." And just before these verses in today's gospel reading, we hear this account. Two unnamed disciples were taking the 7-mile walk from Jerusalem to a little town called Emmaus. They were sad. Their hearts were downcast. They were hurting. Jesus, their master, was crucified. He was dead. What are they going to do now? They felt so alone and abandoned. Have you ever felt alone or abandoned in your grief or sorrow? Like no one could possibly understand. Have you ever felt like singing that old black spiritual, "Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus." And Luke 24:15 says this, "And when they walked and talked together about all these things, while they conversed, Jesus himself drew near and he walked with them." Of all the things he could have been doing, of all the places he could have been on that the day of his glorious resurrection, Jesus chose to go on a walk with these men. And the scripture says as they walked, he opened the Old Testament scriptures to them that explained his death and his resurrection. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? God is with his people in their time of need. My friends, God is with you. With you. With you. In your time of need. Almighty God, and that's who Jesus is at all times and in all places with his people, wherever they are. Our Lord Jesus is with us in this sanctuary of Trinity Lutheran Church at 11 a.m. in Richmond, B.C. And at the same time, you know where he's at? Why, for example, he's with his faithful people of God who gather in Beijing, China at this very moment. He is by the bedside of a woman in a hospital in Halifax, Nova Scotia. At the same time, he is riding in the pickup truck of a grieving hockey father from Humboldt, Saskatchewan. At the same time, he is with the new young mother giving birth to her first baby in Mexico City. He is shoulder to shoulder with our men and women and the armed forces all over the world. Jesus himself said this very clearly after his resurrection. As he was ascending into heaven, he said to his disciples and he said to us, "And I will be with you always, even to the end of the earth." What we're talking about today, it's what theologians call the doctrine, and here's a key word, the doctrine of omnipresence. Why don't you try saying that with me? Omnipresence. It's a Latin word which means that God is at all times and in all places with his people. This is a doctrine of Holy Scripture that is meant to give us comfort. This is a doctrine of Holy Scripture that we don't talk a lot about. This is a doctrine of Holy Scripture we are talking about today. Today's message is a simple message. If you wanted to summarize this message in 5 seconds, here it is. Jesus loves you and is with you always. But I don't want you ever to get used to the subject of short sermons. So we're going to do a little scripture search on just a handful of passages that talk about his omnipresence. In Jeremiah 23, verse 24, we read this. The Lord says, can anyone hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Behold, do I not fill the heavens and fill the earth? This passage reminds me of a famous quote many years ago, spoken by the black American boxer Joe Louis in the mid-30s to his German opponent, Max Schmeling. Louis said to Schmeling, you may run, but you cannot hide. In a positive sense, God tells us in this Jeremiah passage that he fills the heavens and the earth, that he is everywhere, that he is with you and all who need him. And when even we try to hide in our doubts and our fears and our sorrows, our loving God is still with us and he's still loving us. My friends, he loves you too much to let you hide from him. Not only that, he comes looking for you. You might recall he did the same thing for our first parents, Adam and Eve, as they hid in shame in the garden when they disobeyed his commands. In Genesis chapter 3, we learn that God came to them. And even though he knew where they were and what they were doing, he knew they couldn't hide behind these bushes. What were his words to them? He said to them, where are you? Not because he didn't know, but because in love he wanted them to know. They could run, but they could not hide from his love and his forgiveness. The psalmist expresses the same fact in Psalm 139. Listen to this text. The psalmist writes, O Lord, where can I flee from your spirit? Where can I run from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, O Lord, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, O Lord, you are there. Just after King Solomon finished building the glorious temple in Jerusalem, he spoke these words in 1 Kings 8. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple I have built. Yes, our Lord is with us here in this holy place. Yes, our Lord is truly present with us in this bread and wine of Holy Communion. Yes, our Lord is with us in the proclamation of his word. Yes, our Lord is with us in the holy waters of baptism. But listen carefully to this next statement. He is at the same time with your loved one who is far from here and perhaps in their hearts even further from their Lord. Almighty God is with them, and he loves them and has not given up on them. Don't you give up on them either. This beautiful doctrine of God's omnipresence, of his being with us, is wonderfully summarized in one of the titles given to our Lord Jesus in the Bible. The title is Emmanuel. Emmanuel in literal Hebrew means with us God. We would say it this way, Jesus is God with us. In chapter 1 of his gospel, St. Matthew records an angel of God announcing to Joseph and Mary these words. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. And in the New Testament book of Colossians, St. Paul even adds more to this wonderful doctrine. Listen to this, Colossians 1. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and here's the key phrase, and in him all things consist. Now, this is pretty complicated stuff. Let me make it simple for you. Paul says that Jesus is Almighty God, the second person of the Trinity. By him all things were created, and he reigns and rules over all creation. And he is also omnipresent at all times, everywhere. My dear friends, the same Almighty Lord who fills the universe, who is at all times and all places, who comes to seek and save those who were lost and hurting, this is the same Lord whose death and resurrection and ascension we celebrated just 2 weeks ago at Easter. Yes, Jesus Christ died to pay for your sins. Yes, he was buried. Yes, he rose from the grave and conquered sin, conquered death, conquered the devil, and he ascended to his Father in heaven. But he is also right here and everywhere with his people who need him. Today, we've spoken about some real heady stuff. But the wonderful doctrine of God's omnipresence is deeper and wider than we can even talk about in a 15 or 20 minute sermon. But my prayer is that the wonder of this doctrine would move 18 inches, and you have to watch me now as I'm doing this, that the wonder of this doctrine would move 18 inches from your head into your heart. That you would not just understand in your head, but also trust in your heart. So to help you take this truth home with you today, we'll end this sermon by doing something together. I'm going to invite you to follow the leader. Pretend you're at the children's message with me. First, we'll touch our foreheads and say, I know that God is with me. And then together we'll move our hands 18 inches to our hearts and say, I trust that God is with me. Let's say together, I know that God is with me. I trust that God is with me. I know that God is with me. I trust that God is with me. When you are hurting, where is God? He is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You have that promise written in blood in the name